Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so like in 16 other states, transgender sports bills are moving. Ours is interesting. It actually passed at a subcommittee. Lawmakers ignoring Democrat South Carolina Superintendent Molly Spearman. She ran as a Republican, but she was a Democrat before that. She showed up at the subcommittee meeting to beg for children born as boys who identify as girls to be able to play on girls' teams. And there's something I really like about the way this bill was written. Because we do not want this to be about the transgender issue from a moral perspective. I'm not interested in that. I love kids. I love all kids. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want that. But the Save Women's Sports Act is interesting in that it would require public middle schools and high schoolers teams to allow it would require them to ban basically boys, born boys, from playing on girls' teams. It would not bar trans boys and men from competing in men's sports. So what does that mean? That means if you are a girl, you were born a girl, you identify as a boy, you can still play on men's teams. Boys' teams. However, if you were born a boy, you cannot play on girls' teams. This gets to the heart of the matter. Look, and this is why that's okay. If you're a girl, you were born female, you're going to be at a distinct physical disadvantage playing against boys. If you can still make that team, good for you. Good luck, but good to you, good for you. And girls occasionally do as kickers and things like that. I think that's no problem with that. But it is a totally different thing for somebody born male to be able to play a sport against women. It is utterly unfair to the women. And so the bill makes that distinction, and I like that because it makes it about the real issue here, and that is biology. And that is the fact that the left is trying once again to force us to deny science. Greater lung capacity, taller, stronger, 50% more muscle mass on average in the upper body. Girls cannot compete against that. So what they're doing here is saying the purpose of this bill, and I'm glad they framed it this way, is the Save Women's Sports Act. And this is we are talking about no less than the destruction of women's sports. And Molly Spearman shows up and says she's worried about transgender children. Well, you know who I'm worried about? I'm worried about girls. I'm worried about girls. To me, this is such a personal issue. I mean, I have children who play club sports in. You know, back when we were in school, it was, you know, if you were good at soccer, you played during the soccer season, or maybe your parents sent you to a sports camp in the summer. And whoever was the best at soccer, they got the college scholarship. They got to play in high school. Now, just for a shot on your middle school team, you have to play year-round your sport just to even be able to compete against the people who will make it. And this is my life. This is my life right now. I mean, just this weekend, I'm going to be on the road again. We're traveling again. I'm on the road almost pretty much every other weekend for a big, you know, big part of the year, at least 6 months. It's going to be more this year. Following the dream. This is my child's dream. It's my daughter's dream. And, you know, I had a friend of mine who played in college say, you know, it's not like what it used to be. The skill level we had in high school, 12-year-olds have that now. Girls who were getting the scholarships in high school, 12-year-olds have that now because they play year-round. And if you let up, man, you skip one, you know, one season, one part of the year, you're not making the team because everybody else played. This is not a fun recreational activity in which we want to include everyone. This is my life. This is the life of the parents who commit to these sports because it's their kids' dream. This is year round. This is tens of thousands of miles on the car. And to think that we could get to the end of that and somebody who hasn't done it but has a superior biology because he's a boy is going to take that from us or whoever's better than we are. If she earns it, let her have it. That galls me to my soul. When you watch how hard these girls work, I mean, my daughter's best friend, I mean, same thing. She is a soccer genius. They play year-round. They have skipped the slumber parties. They have skipped the pool parties. They have missed so much. And to have that ticket, that's theft. It is stealing. It is not civil rights. Were we going to work this hard in the hope some boy isn't going to decide he wants her spot? Because she's not going to be able to do anything about it. Especially not in sports where height determines whether you play and how well you do. Boys will always be taller. They will always be stronger. And they will always be faster. That is biology. And to steal that from a girl and her family, it makes me want to puke. And I love children. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You know what? It's not my business between you and God. I don't care. But to do this to girls' sports? So I'm so glad our legislature is standing up here. Good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.